Hey everyone, I hope you're doing well. This is AEP, Authentic Epic Boom. This is not a segment. I don't even know what to really call this. And I'm going to put this video out on my YouTube tomorrow. A few of them, talking about different things, and we'll get into that at a later date. Well, I'll bring them up tomorrow. As I put them up and give you more of an update than what I did on the first video about Kobe. So this video is about Kobe. I was actually trying to find this song that would have been perfect for this video because one of the artists that I truly love by the name of Rashad, the day that Kobe passed away, he came out with a song called Transcendence, a tribute to Kobe. It's very beautiful. But they don't have it on here. So anyway, one of the things I wanted to talk about that I'm very, very disgusted with at this point in time is TMZ. I would love to know what the hell is wrong with them. Why is there so much greed and clout chasing and just not having common decency and respect for the dead? I mean, God rest Kobe soul, Gigi, and the seven other people that were with them. This was a tremendous tragedy. Horrifying, shocking to the system, hurtful. My prayers and, you know, go out to each and every one of their family members. I can't imagine what it would be to be Vanessa and lose not only your husband, but your child. What kind of level of pain she going through? I just pray for each person that God just, you know, puts his hand over their heart and help them as much as you can. Because I don't know, I mean, with something so traumatic, if you can really get over that. You know, I think sometimes when it comes to death, we just learn to deal with it the best way we can. But let me tell you guys what happened. This is disgusting. The day that Kobe, Gigi, and seven others were in this helicopter crash that took their lives, the first ones to know about it was TMZ. Now, I really used to love them for that. Like, oh, they get the tea before anybody. But this is the second time they done some dumb fuck shit that is not okay. Let me explain what I mean by that and get to the point. Once they found out about it, they put it on the news before anybody. Can you imagine? Because they said Vanessa was getting her nails done. Can you imagine hearing on social media that your husband and your child is gone? Along with the other, you know, people that were with them. Can you imagine? Because I would be not only pissed, devastated, but shocked. But, I mean, this is angry. They need to be sued. So, yes, I signed a petition to get TMZ shut down. I did. Because it's just ridiculous. It's so heartless. It's really fucked up. You don't do that to somebody. They didn't even... Los Angeles Sheriff Department did not even get a chance to call her or go to her home and tell her because of TMZ. There's no way in hell you should have to find out about a loved one passing away like that. Ever. That type of stuff shouldn't happen. What happened to ethics? Professionalism. Being sympathetic to the loss of someone just because you didn't lose someone. You don't know that feeling? Giving them the opportunity to get the information, but not like that. I mean, that must even be more shocking to everyone's system. Who wants to find out on social media that somebody they've been with for almost 18 years and four kids has passed away, along with their 13-year-old child and others on the plane? It's just horrific, it's spineless, and it's real fucked up. No consideration for Vanessa, any of the survivors' families. I don't know. You know what? To me, that's just going over and beyond. And I'm mad about it because I'm mad for them. Because a lot of us are shocked. And, you know, it's like we're in dismay. It's unbelievable what happened to them. But at the same time, that's what we're going through. Can you imagine being a family member? And TMZ has done this dumb shit before. They reported on Precious, which is T.I.'s sister that passed away about, what, a year ago? Maybe less than that. And I remember T.I. chewing their asses out. I believe they did apologize, but they just jumped the gun. They didn't think about it. You got to think about people's feelings, or these are their loved ones. They're not a celebrity like that. And even if they are, just no consideration for family structure and how things are supposed to go. even, you know, I'm like, damn, the sheriff didn't get a chance to tell her, because of course we didn't know that. I found out about it on Instagram, so that's one of the videos I'm gonna put up tomorrow. I just think that's disgusting. Very, very disgusting. That's the first thing I wanted to talk about. The second thing is Alison Morris. What are they gonna do about her at MSNBC? I said in my YouTube video, her ass need to be fired. I don't think I mentioned that on the first video that I gave you guys about Kobe, because this hadn't happened yet. This stupid ass reporter who is racist and disrespectful had the nerve to say she was reporting on Kobe and how he passed away. And she said from LA, it's LA Lakers. We know that. The Los Angeles Lakers, right? No, that's not what she said. She said the LA niggers. Now she's trying, let me say it again. She said the LA niggers, okay, with the ER. That disrespectful racist stuff. Now she has the audacity to go online and try to backtrack and say, oh, that's not what she meant. She tried to put the Lakers and some other team together and it came out wrong. So she claims she said nakers. She didn't say niggers. I heard it. I heard it more than once. I kept rewinding it. That's exactly what she said. That's exactly what her ass meant. It's kind of like when you get drunk. When you drink too much, the truth comes out. The truth came out. Your ass is racist and you need to be fucking fired. That's another petition I signed. I don't like stuff like that. It is disrespectful to the dead. It really, really is. Along with this comedian I had never heard of. He had made these comments. Shout out to Michael for sending that to me. He made these comments about Kobe being, you know, he was the first one that they drafted in Charlotte before he went over to the Lakers, and how he's glad he's dead, and maybe he wouldn't have went, you know, he wouldn't have went through a rape case if he would have stayed with Charlotte, and just all this disrespectful stuff, and how he was glad he was gone, and oh, Kobe Bryant is gone. He bite the bullet. Just all this sick, demented, heartless, soulless stuff you say about somebody. Sometimes the things we pull, you know what I'm saying, we say out of our mouth, you know what I mean, could be turned back on us. We have to watch what we say with our tongue. When you wishing death or liking somebody else to be dead, that could happen to you. We all got a day, we gotta go. It's just more disgusting. There's so many other people. This girl named Rachel Evans, I believe, she said something. Couple of people got in her ass too. She was commemorating him and saying how sorry she was for his family. Then she mentioned the rape case. Wow. So which level are you gonna stay on? You gonna feel sympathetic to the family, saying how much of a legend and a hero he was? Because this is a tweet I read, okay? And then the next line is he's a rapist. Make up your mind. You all over the place. Now, and I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. My mom has said that everything that's thought should not be said. And I agree with that so much. And these are certain instances where I wish they would have kept their little dumb shit to themselves. This man he was beyond a legend. He's done things to give back to community. He has built an academy where you can go not only work out, work on your skills, but he's helping women in basketball. He was coaching his daughter's team, and she was a beast. His other daughter's, well-respected in volleyball, from what he was saying. He was a great dad, a great friend, a great uncle to a lot of people, including Shareef O'Neal, who showed the last message that he sent out. How about that? He meant a lot of things to a lot of people. He was part of what LA, Los Angeles is. To give back even after he retired and all the things he did within that time of 20 years is magical. He's one of the best to ever do it. Why we can't just stay there with it? And that's all I'm going to say. Because just talking about this since this happened is shocking, it's upsetting, but it's pissing me off for him. I'm like, he's not here to defend himself, but boy, do people like to try to go in on you when you pass away. And it's just, I mean, to me, it's uncanny. It's really sick, you know what I mean? And it's unnecessary, and it's a level of disrespect that I feel like people shouldn't show, but of course they will. Would they be saying all this shit if he was alive? I'm going to say no. I'm going to tell you why. Because they weren't saying, oh, if that was the case, we would have heard about these tweets before. You know, they would have made these comments before. They waited till he passed to say something. So that just let you know what kind of level of person they are and where their spine is. And I'm going to leave it at that.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.